Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. I've got a jam-packed show for you. Bombshell after bombshell proving election fraud in Wisconsin. And I don't have any time to waste, which I'm sure you're glad when you tuned into this video, because you don't want me to waste time, and so I can't. This is must-see stuff. This is unbelievable bombshell after bombshell, and I'm going to give you, in my estimation, the biggest bombshell. You might not think it's the biggest. I think it is. I'm going to give the biggest bombshell at the end. So you need to watch all these bombshells. Let's jump right into it. I'm using Liz Harrington, who was reporting on this, about these hearings in Wisconsin, and she's summed up things, and I liked what she did with the tweet, so I'm going to use what she summed up, the points. And first, in Wisconsin, there are 119,283 active voters who have been registered for over 100 years. 100 years they've been around, and there's 119,000 of them. And you need to know, in Wisconsin, they have a thing called active voters and inactive voters. And with a click of a button, they can deactivate a voter or activate a voter. And what they'll say is the uses for this is, you know, there might be someone who's lived in Wisconsin for 20 years and they're just not actually voting, so they're clicked as inactive. But when they decide to come vote, they're made to be active. That type of it. They can turn them on and shut them off at a click, at their will. Okay, so I don't think that's true in every state, but in Wisconsin, they can do that. So understand, active and inactive, these are all there. Even if they're inactive, they can be used, especially if you're doing voter fraud, especially if you're stuffing ballots and you need extra votes. You can activate an inactive voter and put a vote in their name. Look how easy Wisconsin can cheat. I'm not making this up. They actually can do that if they want. Take a look at the first video.
The thing that caught the eye is that there are nine that have been registered for more than 120 years, and 121,251 that have been registered between 110 and 119 years. The reason for that number, when we dug in more, is that there are 119,000 and change voters who have an application date of January 1st, 1918. We have heard that number is perhaps a placeholder for information that was not available. That is, though, a very large number, 119,283. That's just people who are active today. In total, the people who are both active and inactive in that file, the number is more than 500,000. That have that particular date. That is definitely an anomaly. It doesn't look right, and as such, it needs to be explained, in my opinion.
500,000 voters on their database, 500,000 that they can pull up anytime that have been there for more than 100 years that they could activate if they need to. 500,000. And they did activate at least 119,000 of them. They did do that. I wonder why. I wonder if Donald Trump was running for president. Pretty interesting. Folks, here's the next one. I'm telling you, this is bombshell after bombshell. But first, I want to give you them stating the obvious. They don't think this was about COVID at all, what they were doing in Wisconsin. No. Of course, this is about stealing an election. He doesn't say stealing an election, but take a look.
And so I think on the public health matter, you really have to you have to make all these assumptions to get anywhere. And I don't think that's really what this is about. I think that everyone knows it was a pretext. I also want to mention that it was done so hastily.
You get the idea. All right. So, what about this? Another bombshell. 157,000 voters in Wisconsin have the same registration number. 157,000 voters have the same registration number. How is that even possible? You might be wondering. Well, they explain how the little tricks that they use to make this possible. Watch.
We have voters that have this 157,000 voters that have the same registration number if we get rid of the zero padding. So there's numbers, bless you, left justified then, right? Is that what you're telling me, that it's the same number, but there's left justified numbers that are being added in? Am I saying that wrong, or?
No, I think you're saying that right. I think it's simply if someone has a registration ID of one and someone else has four zeros and one, those would be two separate, that would be allowed to exist in the data. However, if you looked at them as numbers, they would both be the number one.
So then how would I be able to compare voters to determine if there's been double voting or out of state? I mean, all of that makes it difficult to do a comparison on voter information, correct?
I would say that's correct. And
all right, folks, I got to move on. So much more to do. But how about this? Hey, CNN. Hey, New York Times. Hey, NBC, CBS, ABC. Here's your evidence of a stolen election. Here's tons of voter fraud evidence for you. Everyone knows this was done to steal it from Donald Trump, but this is stuff they've been doing before Trump, even. They've been doing this for years and elections after election, years and years going back. But I thought there was no evidence, according to the liberal media. There's evidence everywhere. This doesn't even count what Mike Lindell has. But Wisconsin, we know what's going on in Wisconsin was a complete fraud. They should be decertifying the election. They should have never certified it. It's ridiculous that they did. But don't hold your breath on any of that, of Republicans having a backbone to actually decertify it. Don't ever hold your breath on the Republican Party. Never. All right. How about this? Another bombshell. 42,000 voters in Wisconsin who are currently listed as inactive. Remember, they can be active or inactive. 42,000 were listed as inactive in August of 2021 file, but nevertheless, they voted in the November 2020 election. I wonder who they voted for. Do you think they voted for Donald Trump? Of course they did not. But we can't prove that because you don't trace a vote directly to. So when you stuff ballots, of course, if you do a recount, if I put 42,000 ballots in for Biden and then I sit back and laugh and as they say, you know what, that was suspicious, we're going to do a recount. Well, the recount's going to count my 42,000 stuffed ballots. It's never going to catch it. You have to do a canvas to see if those 42,000 people actually voted. So we know here, that's telling us at least here, you can see that cheating is going on. 42,000 inactive in 2021, yet that 42,000 voted in the November 2020 election, and everybody knows, only a liar, only CNN or the New York Times or ABC or NBC would say, or CBS would say, that they don't know if those votes went for Joe Biden. They don't know if that's cheating for Joe Biden. We don't know if this is evidence. We don't see any evidence. We don't even know what you're talking about. Only full-blown liars who are called Democrats would say that. Everybody else who's not a liberal loser knows the election was stolen. Joe Biden is a communist who overthrew our elections. Well, he didn't even do it. He didn't have to. He had other people who did it for him because he's just a puppet. And everybody knows that true, too. Everybody knows that. Let me get you to this 42,000. Take a look.
Because of this, Wisconsin lists 42,000 voters who are currently inactive in the August 2021 file, who nevertheless are indicated that they voted in the 2020 election. This is a red flag because there would be few reasons to inactivate a voter from the rolls that had voted just 10 months earlier. There are obviously some cases where people moved and other things. That number does seem to be excessive. And that's another thing that should be investigated.
Yeah, but what will ever be done about it? Maybe I'll deal with that at the end of this video. All right, how about this? 9,700 active voters registered prior to 2016 and never voted in any election appeared to be voting in the 2020 election.
Additionally, 9,700 voters who are currently active and they registered prior to 2016. So they registered prior to 4 years before the 2020 election. So they were registered prior to 2016. They voted in November, but they had never participated in any election in those 4 years. So they had not participated in any 2016, 2017, and then they appear as voting on 2020. If you go back even farther, over 1,500 voters who show a application registration prior to 2011 had never voted in any election since, but then voted in the 2020 election. I believe that that's a very unusual red flag. It may indicate that votes are being cast in their names. If you were looking for voters that were not likely to vote, that is the population that you would probably want to hit.
This is unbelievable stuff, folks. Should it shock you? I don't think it's that shocking, but anyways, let me take you to the next thing. The irregularities and red flags indicate huge potential for nefarious actors to access the Wisconsin voter registration system and allow them to manipulate the voter status. Remember, you can just activate or inactivate these people. It's amazing.
In conclusion, the irregularities and red flags found by both this report and the Valentine report indicate a huge potential for nefarious actors to access the Wisconsin voter registration system and allow them to manipulate any voter status. There needs to be an investigation by competent outside database experts to explain the causes of the specific anomalies. This investigation needs to determine the complete database structures, hosting locations, the user access lists, and examine the system log files for evidence of external intrusion. The investigation also needs to determine if third-party voter organizations have been granted access to the system to create, manipulate, or improperly utilize voter records.
Yeah, I got to stop it there. We'll get to that in a little bit, but let's move on. How about this? The hack is in our voter registration rolls. That's what he's saying. Dr. Frank was showing that he can use census data to predict ballots for all 72 counties in Wisconsin. You know who is using census data? The Democrat groups funded by Mark Zuckerberg. That's who's using that. This comes from a Liz Harrington tweet. Take a look.
A lot of people think that I'm talking about the voting machines. I'm not. I don't think that's where the hack is. I think the hack is in our voter registration rolls. So this topic today is near and dear to my heart. We're talking about registering people through an app, not through WEC, not through your official organizations. That's exactly the kind of thing I'm talking about. Jeff has just described how there are all these non-uniform, Mr. O'Donnell, all these non-uniform ways that your registration database is being manipulated, exactly the kind of thing I've been finding throughout the country. The whole point is that it's all controlled by computer algorithms, and in my earlier report, you'll see that I compare from your own roles. Now, he was working from the August download of your database. I was working from the December, soon after the election, database. I could start with the 2019 census. I could use data from the federal government, and I could predict every county demographic in your state. And I don't even need your roles.
All right, let's move on. Another bombshell. All right. Here we have, quote, somebody could register on November 1st after the county had reported the registration rolls. Okay. They could have vote in the election and then could be removed from that registration roll before the next reporting date. And in fact, they're saying they caught this type of thing actually happening. Watch.
After the county had reported the registration rolls, they could vote in the election, and then they could be removed from the registration rolls before the next reporting date. And that has happened in multiple counties in your state, and we've caught that. The thing about it is you can't use the registration rolls to do that. You actually have to speak to the county clerks and get their intimate data. So we have done that, and Here's an example of one in Marathon County where there were a certain number of people registered. There was in-person voting taking place on election day. And then after the election, within days, 5% of those people were removed. So in other words, there's all these loopholes in the way the system works where people can be registered and voted. And because it's being reported in multiple ways, this is crying for investigation.
And don't forget, they got this data. They got this data, as they're saying. But I believe they had to pay astronomical amounts of money to get this data. Why? Why isn't this data free? It's our votes. It's our registrations. But no, they made them pay astronomical because they're trying to deter anyone to look from looking into any of this stuff. I'm talking about tens of thousands, 40,000. I forget how much. I used to know because I heard how much they paid for it, but I forget how much. But it's tens and tens of thousands of dollars just to get the information out of Wisconsin. All right. How about this? Here's another quote. It inflates to a certain percentage every time. Now, what are they talking about? The voter registration rolls. They inflate to a certain percentage every time, and it's right before every election. So this is clearly on purpose. This is clearly fraud going on, is basically, let me play you what they say. You'll understand when you watch it.
Suspicious there. What I did in this graph to help you give you frame of reference is I'm showing you all Wisconsin registrants. These are the active ones, the red curve, and then the blue curve is the 18 and older population. So these would be who would be eligible to register to vote. And you can notice that every time that one of these red peaks surges, it exactly matches that line. So it's as though you're inflating the rolls every time up to a certain percentage. It's not equal to that. It's a proportion. But you can see that I've got them on two different scales. I just wanted you to see that it's tracking really well. It inflates to a certain percentage every time. That's suspicious. I would expect it to be more random based upon people's behaviors, typically not random. Now, there's something important to notice on this graph, and that's that in November of late in 2017 and early in May and 2018, about 580,000 people were removed from your rolls. You can see that big drop right there. You need to think about that for a minute. That means one in six of people on your rolls were removed. One in six registrants were removed. That's a lot. That's a large percentage. That's 16%. It's not like you suddenly lost 16% of your people. So you're making a large correction at that point.
These are bombshells after bombshells. They've been doing this in Wisconsin for a long time. That graph is showing that. Governor Scott Walker didn't lose in Wisconsin. The election was stolen from him, and yet I don't know why he doesn't care. They know that they did what to him before they did this to Trump. They did late night, 30,000 votes showed up late at night, I believe in Milwaukee County, if I remember it correctly. Well, it might be a different county. Anyways, 30,000 magical votes to put Evers over the top, and right now you have an illegitimate governor with an illegitimate president. So if you're in Wisconsin, you don't have the governor who actually won the election sitting there, and you don't have the president who won the election sitting there either. It's completely illegitimate. The entire state government, the entire federal government are illegitimate in the state of Wisconsin for sure. It's obvious. I will say it, but would a representative in Wisconsin stand up in their legislature building in their capital and say what I just said? Would they? No. They don't have the guts or the gonads to do it. And that's frustrating because I'm speaking the truth and they all know it, but they're too wimpy to do anything. I hope they prove me wrong because I know there's some good ones out there. I won't name names. I could name names. I won't name names. There are good ones out there. I don't even think the good ones will have the guts to do it. Which is why America is where it's at. Because the Republican Party failed America and allowed criminals. When good men do nothing, The tyrants run free and do whatever they want, and good men sit by and say, I don't want to deal with it. Well, then you get what you get. You know what keeps me to be sane? Or else I'd be going, you think I'm fired up. I'd be way more fired up. Is that I know these punks that steal these elections, that lie and cheat. Remember, these are liars and cheaters. And Satan is the father of lies. They are sons and daughters of Satan. They are the father of lies. That's their father. That's who they follow. They act just like him. He is the king of lies. They're the king and queens on earth of lies. The Democrat Party is. It follows. It's evil. And what I know is they think they get away with this all. But they don't. They're caught. They're busted. Even if we don't hold them accountable, what they don't understand is they should hope we hold them accountable and put them in prison here in America. Why? Because they would feel sorry. Not because they really feel sorry, but they'd be upset that they got caught. But they could turn to actual repentance at that point because they're having a punishment for their sins. It's worse for them that they get away with it here on earth and that we don't punish them, because they'll never repent, and they will be punished not by me and you, but by God. They're already caught. God's already written all this down. If we can figure this stuff out, when they stand before God, these little videotapes are nothing. God's going to show every inner thought that they had that was sinful about all of this stuff. They are going to pay such a severe price, and I don't think it will take forever. I think God can make them see it all and talk to them all in split second. He can show them all and just flood them with this and judge them. And they will be judged hard. Hard. And that does give me peace, because I know vengeance is the Lord's, not mine. They don't know that. They think they're getting away with it. They're sitting back laughing, saying, what are you going to do about it? Look, Biden, everybody knows Biden stole the election. He's sitting here. What are you going to do about it? I don't have to do jack squat. You're dust. You're toast. You're nothing. You're going to be burned up like chaff. That's what the Bible tells me. That's your future. Good luck. Don't repent. You should, but I know most of them won't, because they're not going to pay a consequence here. So they're going to pay a worse consequence for all of eternity. And I know that. That's a fact. That's not even my opinion. People will think it's an opinion. It's not. It's not an opinion. It's a fact. All right. How about this? We also have another bombshell about Wisconsin reported 72% turnout, but it actually was more like a 90% turnout, which we know doesn't happen in elections. That would raise red flags. This is why they inflate these things too, because it hides them stuffing the ballots. Watch.
What you see as the benefit of inflating registration databases, you mentioned the credit line for phantom voters and things.
Yes,
can
yes.
you just expound upon that just a little bit more? What would be the benefit if you were nefarious of inflating registration?
Great question. One obvious answer right off the bat is if you inflate the registration database, say converting inactives to actives, for example, in this case, or adding new people, doesn't matter. It makes the denominator bigger. So I think your official number that you reported for your state was something early in the low 70s was the turnout, the official number. But if you actually use the numbers that are on your website, it's 90%. Okay, so one advantage, in other words, 90% of your active voters voted. If I say that to you, people who have been in the business for a while will say, wait a minute, that sounds suspicious. 90% of our people didn't turn out. So one big advantage of inflating the database is it makes the turnout look lower.
Yes, and then you can stuff the ballots and you don't see the stuffing as well. You see, it's all connected. All right, and here's the biggest bombshell, I think. This is smoking gun evidence of election interference, and it's really about the Democrats had operatives and Milwaukee officials, according to emails, the emails reveal this, gave them this information so that they could create a database for active voters and absentee applications and ballot. Well, you're going to have to see it. And then they have this app where they can manipulate things. Watch this. This is unbelievable.
And finally, we have zip files and parcel files. They are building a heck of a system. They're asking for active voters, absentee applications, ballots received, ballots rejected. How difficult is it to run the reports? Finally, on October 19th, Michael Spitzer Rubenstein says, Claire, not to worry. Through partners, we'll be able to access the voter file update and the map without needing you to pull from the WSVOTE. They'll want to know if you want to share the map internally. So at this point, Michael Spitzer Rubenstein has gotten the opportunity to get a direct access to WSVOTE. So they continue on with building this program. And this is what they build. This map, and it is a website that is a real-time system that allowed them to identify every ward by a voter's color, black, white, and Hispanic. It also includes the registered voters by every ward, if they voted by mail, and what ballots were returned, what ballots were outstanding. It's a real-time process. That's not that big of a deal. But if you add in it, there's a Vote Wisconsin, which is a handheld app, and this application checks Wisconsin voter registration status, allows a user to complete a new registration or even modify an existing registration at the Wisconsin state site. By the end of this process, a user will be a registered voter in the state of Wisconsin. So Vote Wisconsin is an organization, and here's how you do it. You put in your name, personal information, how to get started, sign here. And it's the shift time, so they're managing the how long somebody actually went through this process. There are 100 installs, and it's offered by Wisconsin Voices, Inc. Wisconsin Voices, Inc. is a left-wing group that is owned by a Rothschild. And this gentleman who owns this group, who's president, it's a nonprofit, once again a nonprofit, but the larger issue here is that they had a backdoor process that allowed them to basically put voters into the system. So I think the question is, how many opportunity API links did the Wisconsin election WEC hand out to be able to have a handheld app? And if you put these two pieces together between the map and this handheld app, you have an incredible opportunity to ballot harvest in Milwaukee like we've never seen before, with real-time opportunities to turn out only people, I guess, of certain colors. So these are the two things that were built with the help of the Milwaukee IT staff, with the help of...
Bombshell after bombshell. And I didn't give you everything. I just gave you snippets. There's more. There's more out there. You can look up more. I gave you the good stuff, the stuff that I thought was the biggest stuff out of it. And, well, you draw your own conclusions. Do you think the liberal media is correct when they say there's no evidence of the election being stolen? And this was the most cleanest election of all time. I mean, folks, the question is, what will be done about it? I just don't know. I'm hoping something will be done about it. But I don't hold my breath when we deal with the Republican Party. Because remember, the Republican Party has been infiltrated all across the country with people who are not truly conservatives, who don't have Christianity in their heart. And I went long on this video than I normally do because it's very important, and I had to fit as much as I could in it. But I also want to ask you this question. Regardless of the Republican Party, hopefully they do something, but I'm not going to hold my breath. That I give you the truth. That's the truth. I hope. And if they do, I will throw a party. But if they don't, it's what I expect. All right, so here's the question, though. I don't know how you could be a doubter that the election was stolen. But to anyone who tries to doubt, what you're saying to me is the left can do all these things, but the Democrats are made up of liberals who are of extremely high integrity, who never lie and never would cheat and have extreme moral standards. In fact, their belief in God Almighty would prevent them from ever cheating, lying, stealing, I mean, the type of people that belong to the Democrat Party, they never would do that kind of thing. They are just so upright and honest and wonderful people that for me to even make the accusation that they would even try to steal an election, even though they've done it several times in the past and have been caught, even the liberal media admits that they stole the election from Nixon with Kennedy. They even admit that they stole that election now. They didn't at the time, but they do now. They had a come to Jesus moment, and they're just extremely honest, and they would never do such a thing, especially Donald Trump, because they respected Donald Trump and they didn't think he was an evil, awful man that anything is justified against him. No, that they didn't have Trump derangement syndrome or anything. That didn't happen. I mean, folks, there's not a single person, Democrat or Republican, that doesn't know what happened. There are only liars and truth tellers. If you're a Democrat and you say the election wasn't stolen, you're a liar, and you know you're lying. You're full of it, and you're following Satan with that lie. Go ahead, follow your father of lies. But you should repent from that. And if you're a Republican and you say the election wasn't stolen, you're a liar. And if you're a Republican representative and you pretend like you don't know whether these states should decertify, you're a liar. You do know. You're not dumb. You have to be an idiot. You'd have to be a moron. So either you're the biggest moron who ever lived, or you're a liar. Everybody else is telling the truth when they say the election was stolen. Those are the facts. Share that with everyone. And when you talk to people about it, say it to their face. This is not a time to worry about whether people are offended. They should feel ashamed and feel like a moron if they say the election wasn't stolen. Those people should feel ashamed. Folks, I did what I could. I threw out the information. I can't make things happen. This, I can help by putting information out, and hopefully it spreads. If you love Donald Trump, which if you watch this video, you probably love Donald Trump because you wouldn't have made it through, I've got a treat for you. Trump World, it makes a great Christmas gift. It doesn't cost much. All you have to do, if you're watching on the New American video, there's a link right below where you can click this video, right below this video, where you can click to order this. Use the promo code. Use my promo code, Trump25BA, and you get 25% off. So you'll save even money on something that's not expensive in and of itself. And it makes a great Christmas gift. So Trump World, pick it up yourself at thenewamerican.com. Folks, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I end my show with that all the time because I want you guys to know that's the most important thing. That's a matter of eternity, and that's what matters the most. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, I don't care. That's what you need to know. I love you guys. See ya! Does it ever feel like you're not getting the full story from the media? Well, of course you're not, but does it feel like there are dark and sinister forces driving national events and global events? Oh yeah, and you might even want to go behind the deep state. Well, that's the show we have for you, Behind the Deep State. It's hosted by Alex Newman. You really have to check it out. Great in-depth stuff about what's going on with the deep state. Go to thenewamerican.com and check out Behind the Deep State.